Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Empire!
Today, are you tired of living with stained and worn-out carpeting? Does the den look like bears spent the winter with you? Spring is here, and so is Empire Today's half-off your project sales, starting now, but only for a limited time. Save 50% on a huge selection of carpet, hardwood, and laminate, standard padding and materials, and basic installation. Call the Empire Today half-off your project sale hotline now.
1-855-385-0681.
Empire Today's free in-home estimates are easy and smart. Choose from high-quality flooring in the rooms where you'll use them, with your lighting, so you can see the color best. We'll do the measuring. You do the selecting and saving. But first, you must do the calling. Everyone loves the half-off your project sale. Even bears. Call the Empire Today special hotline.
1-855-385-0681. 1-855-385-0681.
Empire!
Today. Select styles. Details at empiretoday.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just one. Just get through it, just one.
You are now listening to the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're listening to the voice of an entire nation. You're listening to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that could be granted to any people at any time by giving us the sacrifice of his firstborn from the dead in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, twitter.com/Hiram1555, facebook.com/Hiram1555, blogtalkradio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all live, As-salamu alaykum. The name of this show is Rise of the Executioners. They come after Elijah. I thought it was befitting for us to talk on this since Brother Minister John, God bless his soul and God bless the dead, was constantly warning you about the death angels that are everywhere. And they come in all types of form. They're men, they're nature, they're everything. Remember, the book teaches us. Matter of fact, let's go to the book while we're talking. We'll go to Malachi chapter 3. It says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." And then it asks us this question, "But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth?" See, some of us are sitting down on our jobs. Some of us are sitting down on the knowledge that we have attained through the experience of that man, Elijah Muhammad. Rise of the executioners, they come after Elijah. Brothers and sisters, we got to get into this, and we've got to talk on these issues because no one else is speaking on these things. Because no one else really has in-depth wisdom on this, because a lot of these people out here are surface dwellers. But listen, the Malachi, he says to us, "Who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth?" Meaning, who will stand on the square? Who will be dutiful and mindful when he comes in the midst of you on the mercy of the God? The book says, "For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap." What does that mean? You know, a refiner's fire is something that refiners use to purge the gross or the dross of silver and gold. They put it in a fire so hot that all the impurities bubble up and it's cast out, right? And fuller soap is that soap that even mechanics use to wipe off all of the grit and grime that the regular soap and the regular washing materials will not get out of the clothes and will not get out of your skin. So you see a lot of mechanics and a lot of people who work with oil and deep staining material, they use something that is referred to as fuller soap to clean themselves because it reaches deep down within the pores of your body, right? to bring out the impurities, to return you to a natural state of health and physical well-being. This is what Elijah comes to do. This is what Elijah is raised in the midst of the people to do. Behold, right? That means stop looking, listen. That's what the word behold means. Some of you, let's talk for a minute, brothers and sisters. We're going to go to the dictionary, all right? And we're going to see something. I like to do this because sometimes we read words, and if we have not the understanding of what the word means, we will overlook or not even recognize or perceive the true depths of what is being said to us. So as the messenger teaches us, we must be willing to explain in depth the teachings, right? The Bible tells us to behold. According to the dictionary, Merriam-Webster, the word behold means to perceive through sight or apprehension, to gaze upon, used in the imperative, especially to call attention to, right? Now, if it is used in the imperative to call attention to, it is showing you that something of the utmost importance must be looked at, must be discerned, must be studied, right? This is what behold means. The book teaches us, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Now, according to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he teaches us that he is that modern day Moses, and his works and his teachings and the life that he has lived in the midst of the people has borne witness to the words that he spoke. So we cannot doubt, because we were expecting an Elijah to be raised up. We just didn't know it would be raised up amongst the dead while men slept. The Elijah was raised up, and he was given a mission, a time frame of 40 years to deliver a truth to the people. And after that 40 years, there would be an absence. God would take the light away because the people rejected such light. They walked in darkness and gross darkness, even though that people had seen a great light. The book teaches us, right? Because you did not recognize and respect that which God had put in your midst. He took it away from you. This reminds me of what Brother Saladin used to tell me. Brother, it's going to get so bad. The people are going to be calling for unity. The people are going to be calling, oh, Allah, why can't the nation unite? Why can't this? This is what the brother told me 20-some years ago, Brother Saladin. He said this is what was given to them in FOI class. The people would be screaming out because they would be seeing all kinds of different sects being set up everywhere, everybody after their own guidance and after their own knowledge, and all claiming to follow Elijah Muhammad. Why is this happening? Because after Moses left the people, the leadership started taking the teachings and doing whatever they wanted with it. Go read the Bible. Go read the Holy Quran about what happened after Moses was taken away from their presence for that time. And so we have toiled in the wilderness for 40 years, right? The old leadership has to die out. The elders has to die out. Not all of them, brothers and sisters, but I'm just telling you what the messenger is teaching us on the history, and we must confront this fact. A lot of us don't want to confront this fact because we may be your elder. But I want you to pay attention to history. I want you to pay attention to scripture. I want you to pay attention to actual facts. Forget Rashid Muhammad, because I know some of you don't like the person, even though you've never really met me. I'm asking you to pay attention to the facts and show me beyond anything where I have made a mistake in the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or where I have not represented his teachings the way he taught them. All right? And if you cannot show it, keep your opinions to yourself, because we all have them, right? The people were forced to toil in the wilderness, right? The same people who burdened them, and God says in words, I'm going to make them toil and toss and turn and suffer for their vexing my servant Moses. This is the book. This is your Bible, right? He said, but because my promise is true to my servant, the remnant, the seeds of them will go into the hereafter. But the leadership gonna die out. The elders will die out. This is in the Bible. And if this is what Muhammad tells us to happen, then this is what has to happen. You understand? Prophecy must be fulfilled. Now, not all of the leadership died out. Most of it did. So that should be a good comfort for some of you who are thinking, but I don't like the brother because he talking about I got to die. I can't see the hereafter. No, Rashid didn't say that. Rashid is repeating what Elijah Muhammad said, okay? And if you are a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, whether it's palatable to your taste buds or not, you must accept the truth. I know y'all don't like truth this raw because the devil has made you bad. But we are looking today, this is the rise of the executioner. The messenger says, after me comes God and the executioners, right? We are to execute, or they are to execute judgment on the ungodly. You who stand on your post, in essence, are an executioner. Because you are executing the directions that God has given you through his Lamb. And those of you who stand in on the square of truth, and you will not bow, you will not turn or sway to the east or to the west, but you will stay on that straight and narrow course, and you will defend these teachings at all costs. You are an executioner of the truth, and you are judging. See, listen to me good. This is the judgment, and we are empowered by God's messenger to deliver the truth of God. And when we deliver truth in the midst of unrighteousness, that is executing judgment. Because a thief don't want you to turn the light on. A thief don't want you to show him on camera that you caught him. A thief don't want you to expose him, or a liar does not want you to expose the lies, because you will bring judgment upon them and execute justice. Right? We all are part of the executioners who are right. But there are some who are going to take heads, and we're seeing the death angels everywhere in America. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They come after Elijah. They come after. We are looking at this. Look at today. Look at the city of Chicago. If you don't believe the death angels are on the scene, look at the city of Chicago. Look at the city of Pensacola. As I read this article to you, this is an older article. I read it before on the air before. My brother cut this clip out to me. My oldest brother cut this clip out to me, and he sent it to me. And this is what it says right here. The title of it, out of the newspaper, it says, Pensacola named America's toughest city. They put all of the things up, from crime rate to everything, to murders to everything up in there. And per capita, per person, this is the roughest city in America, even surpassing Chicago. Chicago is more depths because it is a larger city. But they have, this has been put together by policymike.com, and they used a lot of different facts. In Pensacola, a little booger on the nose of America, it's the toughest city in America. Isn't that something? Listen, because death angels are moving across America, and unless you are rooted in God and his messenger, you have no safety zone. You have no safe haven. I don't care where you go. If you are not rooted in God, you will be uprooted by the devil. But those who are rooted in Messenger Elijah Muhammad and his God have the protection of his God, the angels, and the mighty nation of Islam. Brothers and sisters, we go to something. The theology of time. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells you. All right. I want you to remember, and this is on page 174 for those of you who are listening. I want you to remember that the time has come in which the enemy of the God of divine will not have a chance to go around mocking God and his people. The day has arrived that the mockers of God must be bagged up and thrown into a furnace of fire. Stop right there. This is what you're seeing engulfing the entire world, because they're demonizing Islam and fighting a war against Islam, not to stop the Middle East from being Muslims. It's to stop you from accepting Islam in the day of your deliverance. So the devil does not stop. He is coming down with great wrath because he knows he has but a short time, and he's using everything of his power, of his technology, to hide or isolate God and his messenger from your mind, or to make you reject Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and his messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And they know that if they can put their stamp of disapproval on Islam, or demonize it, or use the very word Islam and add "is" to it and demonize it, you will shudder away from it, because anything that the devil says on the news, you go toward. Anything that he says stay from, you stay from. But when God calls you, you got all the questions in the world. Well, listen to what Muhammad says. The day has arrived that the mockers of God must be bagged up and thrown into a furnace of fire. The devil wants you and me to go with him to be burned with the same fire that Allah has prepared for him. Allah has raised me up, Elijah Muhammad, that is, from among you, and gave me the knowledge of God, of both gods, the devil God and the God of divine, to teach you what has been hidden from you for the last 400 years and the last 6,000 years. This is what we're talking about today. He goes further and says this. I want you to know that the people all over the earth have been robbed of the knowledge of the God of divine. This is due to the work of the devil. He gave him this time to do his work and his will upon the people. Now here we are today. He has made himself present to prove to you and me that he can remove Satan at once. But has offered us a chance. Stop right there. See, this is what I've been getting to you. You have to have patience in the God. You have to have faith in the God to bag his word up, regardless to what you see. You must remember the promise of Allah. Muhammad says this. Again, let me reemphasize this. Now today, he, talking about Allah, has made himself present to prove to you and me that he can remove Satan at once, but has offered us a chance. See, all that you see, the money market turmoil, the tensions between black and white, the nations rising up, more wars, all of these things that you see, this is under his control. He is doing this. He is bringing America to dark to show you. That's why one of his first orders upon his coming, to accept your own and be yourself. And after that order, he told us not to carry a weapon. Some of us have lost faith in the divine, and we pick up our machine guns and we take pretty pictures. Because we're showing faith in the bullets. We're showing faith in the guns. But the devil made the guns, and that devil made the bullets. So if you are putting your faith in that gun or that bullet or that tank or that missile or that grenade, you are actually submitting yourself to the makers of that gun, that bullet, that tank, or that grenade. You are still, regardless of how much you raise your hand in black power, you are still a minion of white supremacy. Because the God of the black nation has come and said, put that mess down. Put it down. I'm here to show to the world that I can defend my people. They have been under foot of society for 400 years. They have been trampled under society for 6,000 years. Now I'm here. I'm present. They've prayed for me to come, and I am here. And I'm going to show them that I can do everything but lie and fail. I'm going to show them that I am not lacking in power, that I am not limited in wisdom, that I have saved, and I will save, and I can save if you just give me a chance. This is the rise of the executioners. They come after Elijah. Brothers and sisters, this is the day that you have been praying for, waiting for, It is a magnificent time to be a member of that God tribe of Shabazz. It is a magnificent time to have the understanding of God and to accept the teachings in their raw form, because this is what will return you to spiritual and physical life. After Elijah comes God and the executioners. Tell me, look around America and tell me, what do you see? Is God not executing judgment? Look around the globe and tell me, what do you see? Is God not executing judgment? They're talking about climate change and volcanoes. Thousands of volcanoes that have lied dormant for hundreds of years are now spewing venom. What about these comets? What about the solar winds, the solar dust, the solar storms? Huh? What about these planets aligning? What about these eclipses, solar and lunar? That was never a time when you saw so many outer space events and also inner space events in the sky, under the water, on land, under the land. This is showing you that something is being executed today, and that something is justice and judgment, because the world is dying out. The executioners have arrived. The men who will bring it to be are here. The forces that will bring it to be is here. And some of us have that force in us when we accept all truth as delivered to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Muhammad goes further and says this, brothers and sisters. I warn you to accept it and glorify it. There is no time to waste. This is no time to spend in sport, play, and talking foolishness. This is a time of world destruction. Not just a few people, but a world destruction. Everywhere, the people cannot get along with each other in peace. There is no agreement. Nothing but disagreement. Stop right there. That's what Brother Saladin was telling me years ago, decades ago, about how it would be disagreement, even between the believers. Because God would show some, and he would withhold some from others. Because it wasn't the time for those others to have it. Everybody would be going up on their own devices. Muhammad bears him witness right here. He says, everywhere the people cannot get along with each other in peace. There is no agreement, nothing but disagreement. I want to go get this. No, we can't get that. The messenger say this. Yeah, but he says this. See, we're all looking at a blueprint, but we are perceiving it from our own experiences, and this is no longer good. This is no longer good. We have to be very careful on how we look at the word of God. When we are arrogant, pompous, or negligent, showing disrespect to the word is showing disrespect to the God. For in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So if you disrespect the word, if you have it in your heart to use the word for other purposes, you are disrespecting God, and you're trying to use God's greatness for your own well-being instead of for the upliftment of 60 to 70 million people. We're getting to something, brothers and sisters. We're at the change of worlds, and the devil knows it. Okay? We're getting to something, and you must bear with me. Just give me a little time with you. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. He says, I warn you that any day now, you can expect most anything of evil, but not of good. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. You hear this? But not of good. He says, right now, or any day, you can expect almost anything of evil, but not of good. We'll go further. We'll elaborate on that shortly. He says, the evil world must be cast out. The evil world must be destroyed. The evil world must be shown to you and me so we can see the justice of God destroying her. She is destroying us and has us blind, deaf, and dumb without the knowledge of her. Now she's open wide to you and me so that we may know her and know that God is not doing an injustice to her by destroying her. He's justified in destroying her. He will punish you if you go along with it. You hear that? He will punish you on this side, disgrace you, or let you disgrace yourself. I want you to remember to escape this disgracement and come follow me. You hear me? You hear me? Come follow. This is the only way of escape. Listen, there's nothing that you can think of in this day and time that God has not already prepared for this devil and his world. We go back to something. Remember I said we're going to elaborate that on that. He says right here, the evil world must be cast out. He said, I warn you that any day now, you can expect most anything of evil, but not of good. Now we're going to go back to that article that he wrote called The End of the War. I love this article. Article number 3, August 3rd, 1973. I love this article. And in it, we'll go back. He says, and remember we've read this before, but we're coming to a point here. He says, desolation. If we are going to suffer deprivation in a country that has been the pride of the nations, this will make it altogether worse. For everybody will be thinking about the way that they used to live. See, stop right there. This is what they keep talking about. What they used to have. They are stuck in that. You understand? Well, we had such and such. Well, that was that for that time. Now there's a new time. This is the total destruction and collapse of a world, and you cannot expect to have what you had then now, because this is a new time, and there's new things that is needed for this time. And Muhammad gives us the markers for this. He says, listen good, desolations. Now, the nation also suffered desolations with Wallace, right? There was division, and still is a great amount of division. Right? Destruction of the infrastructure of the Nation of Islam, of the unity of the Nation of Islam, of the love and brother and sisterhood of the Nation of Islam, right? Right? So we suffered desolations too. Desolation. If we are going to suffer deprivation, what is deprivation? That's the withholding or the lack of knowledge or foresight. You are being deprived of something. So we are suffering deprivation in a country that has been the pride of the nations. This will make it altogether worse for everybody. Not some of them, but everybody. We'll be thinking about the way that they used to live and the freedom and the privileges that they used to have. I remember we used to do such and such. I remember we used to do such and such in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. Yes, yes. You're remembering that, but now we are in the time of desolations and deprivation. That will not come in this time. Muhammad tells you, he gives you clear warning. The rise of the executioners, they come after Elijah. Listen to what he says. And this will make anger rise up in the midst. He goes on and says this, and pay close attention to this, okay? I am trying to show you is that the prophet Daniel cannot be wrong. This is what I'm trying to tell you, that the messenger Elijah Muhammad cannot be wrong when he's teaching you this stuff. He says, because this desolation that is determined to be poured on the most desolate is aimed at the place in which we now live. Where do you live at? You live in America, right? Huh? What is Elijah Muhammad talking about? The fall of America, right? Come on, brothers and sisters, don't get mad at me. Listen closely. Sometimes we have to study these things. He says, what I am trying to show you is that the prophet Daniel cannot be wrong, because this desolation that is determined to be poured on the most desolate is aimed at the place in which we now live. And just remember, now after he said that, he wanted to catch your attention again by saying, and just remember, just in case you forget, okay? He starts this next sentence off by saying, and just remember. Okay? And just remember that you cannot expect paradise here when such condition of desolation is headed toward America. This is what we have been telling you, right? Just see Elijah Muhammad. It's written right there. You cannot expect what you once had when desolation is headed toward the place that you now reside in. The reason for the desolations that is determined to be poured on this desolate land. It's to free you at all costs and to take you out of this deprived land or depraved land and put you on your own territory. And this is on the order of God, by God, not by you, not by me, not by the brothers over here, the sisters over there. This is on the order and will and power of the Supreme Being. And just remember that you cannot expect paradise here when such condition of desolation is headed toward America. And since we cannot make prophets' words other than the truth, listen to what he says. And I say this and y'all get mad at me. I say the exact same thing. And you get mad at me for saying it. And then you'll say, well, I follow Elijah Muhammad. Woo! This is the rise of the executioners, brothers and sisters. They come after Elijah. Listen to what he says. And since we cannot make prophets' words other than the truth, we expect this desolation. And we are receiving this desolation now. Huh? So if he's telling us, at this point, remember, this is 1973, he spoke this. 1974, he was taken out of, excuse me, brothers and sisters, excuse me. I had to get a little water, excuse me. Listen to me good. Not too long ago, I was getting ready to say something else, but then something else came to me. There's so many things that I want to share with you. 1973, he says this, right? August 3rd, 1973. It wasn't 2 years he was gone from us, right? It wasn't 2 years that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was taken out of our midst. So he was telling us what to expect going on now. Now, these words are sufficient, but you must understand them. Because some of us, we get things and we don't know how to use it, you know? You say, well, I got a car. Well, what good is it to you if you don't know how to drive and don't know how it operates? It just sits in front of your house. Well, what good is a TV if you're hungry? The TV, you can't eat the TV. The TV's purpose is for you to watch, right? And food is made for you to eat. Some of us, we get this stuff and we don't know how to process this. We don't take the time out to deliberate over the words and how they're formed and how they're put into sentences and how Elijah Muhammad is talking. And he constantly says, listen well. Look over what I have said to you. Study this. This is what he says. How many of you do that? How many of you do it? Be honest with yourself. And then you want to condemn brothers and sisters that do it, right? But this is the rise of the executioners. And they come after Elijah to execute judgment on the ungodly by telling the truth regardless to whom or what. Even if it's the only one, it's only one person that will listen. It doesn't matter because our Savior said and declared in an oath that I would walk up on the mountain 40 miles high just to teach one. And if Master Farad Muhammad, the true and living God, would do it, so will we. We'll follow the best path and the best God and the best leader and the best messenger with the best truth for you whom he's trying to make the best people. Rise of the execution. Listen what he says. And since we cannot make prophets' words other than the truth, we expect this desolation, and we are receiving this desolation now. And the way to hasten such desolation is to confuse the heads of government. What's going on around the world right now, huh? Aren't the heads of governments confused? It's happening now, right? Muhammad was telling us just to look out for it because it could happen any day now, remember? And now they're all at war with each other. The people are in rebellion. There's a great commotion in America and throughout the world. There's a longing for change. Even the people of this civilization is starting to tire themselves of war. But the wars won't stop because we are in the midst of the removal of an old, decayed, and decrepit world that is rotten and stinking. He goes further and says, and if we see this confusion of the heads of government as plain as the five fingers on our hands, and if we have only one finger on our hand, we can see that the government is confused and cannot find a way out in peace with itself daily and nightly. We see and hear what they are doing. It is a confused time of the government, of which the citizens look to for guidance. And how can the head guide if it is not at peace with itself? Everybody, listen to this. This is where I get fussed at, because a lot of you guys get mad at me and wrongly accuse me of things, but I know why. It's because you don't comprehend it. And sometimes when a person is trying to enlighten you or trying to expand your understanding or comprehension, the first thing you do is to get defensive instead of being an intelligent person and listening. And then pondering over what is said. And then going back over it with a fine-tooth comb and then coming back and telling the person whether or not they told the truth. This is why Muhammad says, weigh my words. Put them on a scale of facts and weigh them. Go home and turn them over and come back and tell me whether or not Elijah Muhammad told you the truth. Right? He says, everybody regrets talking about the woe that is headed toward America and the woe that is in America. Stop right there. That's why you don't hear none of them talking about this except the Star and Crescent Report and the Hiram's 1555 blog. You would think that all of these believers would be reading the Hiram's 1555 blog, even if they didn't like me. You don't like the devil, you say, but you read CNN and the News Journal and the New York Times and the Washington Times. Huh? You see how the devil has your mind? We can't agree to disagree and still support each other. But you can say you hate the devil, and you give the devil your time and your money every day and every night. You watch his television shows. You go to his baseball and football and basketball and UFC games, don't you? You Negroes and something else. This is why it takes God to get us out of here. Because of the way you act, the way the devil truly made you into fools. Nobody likes talking about this woe that is coming to America. We want to pretend like it's not there. Well, we're going to do this. Well, let's do that. When the time for this and that is over, and we are in a new phase of the Exodus, he says this. Everybody regrets talking about the woe that is headed toward America and the woe that is in America. But America brought this woe upon herself by not doing justice to her black slaves. Allah wants to pay America for her injustice to her lowly black slave. Now listen. Allah is not bringing this war on America because of her injustice to nations outside of America. This stuff that's coming on America ain't because she want to fight China, because she want to confront Russia, or because she's doing things in the Ukraine or in the Palestinian territories or in the Middle East. No, the war that's coming to America is not because of that. The war is because judgment has been declared and justice must be had. And after judgment has been declared, America must suffer that which she has given out to others. And she has given us nothing but hell, deception, poverty, death, rejection, disrespect, disgrace. All of this has been a platter that she has delightfully fed to the so-called American Negroes. And now God has cooked her up a buffet to eat. Her money markets, her people. Everywhere you see division and murder and disillusionment and dissatisfaction. Because the whole world is dying, and they're scratching, trying to hold on. He goes further and says, Allah is not bringing this war on America because of her injustice to nations outside of America. He is paying America for her injustice to we, the poor black man in America, the black slaves. America has not received much woe yet for her, how she killed outright the poor black man in the South. America has hated her black slave worse than she hates rattlesnakes. America has given her black slave every evil and indecent name that she could think of, while yet her black slave have been her safety ground. Stop right there. Now listen to that first sentence of this paragraph. He says, America has not received much of the woe yet. This is in 73. Right? Then the messenger left us. Not too long after that. So what do we expect to come after that? Right? Come on, talk. See, we have to look at these things for what they are and the reality of this stuff, brothers and sisters. He goes on and says, America does not want to admit to her trouble, for her black slave is still here. But there will be no jobs for anybody. Stop right there. What are they saying? Unemployment? as high, as far as they can see in the foreseeable future. We see businesses is closing down. We see a lot of, see, now when we start seeing this, we have to do some deductions. We have to do some analyzation. If Muhammad was speaking and said she has not seen much of the woe yet, but she will see this woe when X, Y, and Z happens. Well, we're seeing the X, Y, and Z, so this is the time of the great woe. Huh? So God is executing judgment on the heart of America. He says, but there will be no jobs for anybody. One calamity after another befalling America. When have you ever seen America ever hit by two hurricanes, huh? At the same time. Last week, there was a hurricane in the Pacific, and there was one in the Atlantic, right off both of America's coasts. We're seeing on the Heinz 1555 blog, the scientific study came back saying that now they're seeing more intense tornadoes, and that now the tornadoes are not coming in ones like they once did. They're coming in it in pairs, and they're not touching down for 5 minutes and leaving. Some of them are going hundreds of miles, massive hurricanes and tornadoes, floods everywhere, one calamity after the other, right? She says, when she thinks that one calamity is going out, another is just entering. These constant calamities will continue until America is on her knees, hands and knees, admitting that Allah is the greatest. Now listen to this. Every prophecy of the prophets, prophesying of the destruction, is aimed at America. This is dreadful and awful trouble that is divinely focused on America. I say to you, my black brothers and my black sisters, seek refuge in Allah. See, that's the refuge. That's the safety zone. With all of this going on, that's the safety zone. Because Allah is going to bring America to her knees, and we're at the day of woe. Oh, yes. This is the day of woe, brothers and sisters. And listen to what it says. Muhammad says, we'll go to theology of time. And if the time is short, we'll go over. And I ask you all to hang on and whatever. And I also ask you, brothers and sisters, if you can, please go to the Hirons 1555 blog and donate, whether it's $1 or $100. Donate to help us continue the work that we're trying to do for our black nation, okay? And I want to make a point home to you. Listen to what he says here. He says, 177, he says, you must submit to the will of God. The will of God must be done today, not the will of Satan. Allah gave Satan 6,000 years to do his will. Now the will of Almighty God, Allah, comes in. See, I've read that. That wasn't even what I want to talk about. But I've read that to give you what I'm about to give you into the context that of what it is. This is how I always try to do it, because I would not want people to read things out of context to me. I want to have it in the proper light, in the proper context, so we can get the proper understanding. All right? And then he says, he will do his will, and there is none that can stop it. His will must be done. You have prayed in prayer, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now he's ready to do his will. You don't believe that I am the one. I'm doing just what the Bible told you or teaches you that I would do. Elijah, I will send you him before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. Listen, that's what he said. So for 40 years, we saw Elijah Muhammad doing that prophesied work of a Jesus or of a Moses or of a David or of a Daniel or of any of the prophets of old. We can look into his life and see the work that he did as the fulfillment of all of the prophets before him, including Muhammad, right? And so he is the fulfillment of it. But listen what he says. I'm doing just what the Bible told you or teaches you that I would do. Elijah, I will send you him before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. Now listen to what he says to you. Do you see anything pretty out there coming? We don't see a thing in the world but a dreadful time. Stop right there. Isn't that what's going on right now? Isn't that what's going on? The whole world is set on fire, right? We see droughts and Ebola and everything else. The devil is fighting like hell to maintain his rule, world, and sway over everybody, right? He is now even putting missiles and laser systems out in space to try to fight against the mother plane and those 1,500 little guardian planes. He's mad because God has chosen the lowest of society. The whole world is angry that you are the chosen of God. But they might as well get glad because God comes to execute judgment. He and his 10,000 angels, right? Listen what he says right after what I just read to you. You are going to be so hungry here until you will desire to eat each other. If the other one doesn't watch it, you will do it. It's written. The Bible says that Allah's righteous people will eat, but the unrighteous and disbelievers will be hungry. Now, this is what I'm telling you. Look at the situation. California is in a 100-year drought, they said, for the foreseeable future. It produces 55% of all vegetables in America for export and for domestic use. Kansas and all of the breadbasket states have been inundated with floods and droughts, destroying crops, right? Don't you see beef is at an all-time high? Don't you see every time you go to the markets, the prices are higher? That's because the dollar is dying and the consumption is becoming tighter. To be able to consume something, the markets are becoming tighter because there's less food up there. You can go to any store, including Walmart, and you can see empty shelves. The great famine is upon us because this is the time that the executioners execute judgment on the ungodly. The devil is warning you all of the time now against you sitting down and not trying to make preparations for you to get something to eat. And this is why Muhammad emphasized farmland rather than buying land and getting on it, because he was trying to prepare us for this day that must take place. And so you who are in a state, you better prepare. And if you don't know how to prepare, write me. 2600 West Michigan Avenue, Pensacola, Florida, 32526, lot 39E. Write me, and I'll send you some of the preparations that we were taught how to prepare and what to look for when these things go down. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, this is a very, very dreadful time. It is. Now, listen what he says right here. I'm what they call, some of them, a forerunner. I am he that I call myself, the last messenger from God, to direct you in a path that will lead you to him. You will be saved from the destruction. This is what I'm telling you. Be calm. Be patient. Regardless to what you do, if you are right, if you are striving to be upright to he who originated the heavens and the earth, if what you say in your prayers is how you live in your life, my prayers, my sacrifice, my life and my death, all for Allah. If you take that to heart and you mean that, because God will call you to account on it, then you are just as safe as Elijah Muhammad is in the context of being protected by God. He says, you will be saved from the destruction that is out there knocking on the door. But he says this, you're going to have a terrible time getting out of the way of this enemy of yours. Yes, it's awful to talk about. You're going to have people killing each other out there in the streets, and their blood will be running down in the gutter of the streets. It could happen tonight because the time is here. Be careful. Don't forget that this is the time that you go to your God. You see, this is what he was telling us. In the midst of all of this madness, we have got to be focused on. See, when you start saying that we have to do this and not prophesy, you are saying that you don't have the patience to wait on divine. Some of us don't have the patience to wait on divine, and that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. Listen what he says right here. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brothers and sisters. We're going to go to the theology of time, okay, again, because I want you to see what Elijah Muhammad is talking about right here. I think it's on page 192. Yes. Listen what he says right here. I am the last man to attempt pulling you out of the power of the white man. and putting you in the power of divine. He said he's the last man. So anybody else telling you that they are in the spirit doing it, they are lying. Right? Listen to these words. I am the last man to attempt pulling you out of the power of the white man. Now we see other leaders who have popped up in the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They're not pulling you out of the power of the white man. They're integrating you in with him, isn't it? Aren't they? Aren't they? They want you to go vote in their society. They want you to be a part of this. They want you to be out there protesting with these people when the messenger taught us to stay off these streets in these last days, because being on these streets in the last days when the devil is demonizing the Muslims in Islam could cost you your life. He says, I'm the last one. There is no other one coming. So, well, I said in the seat of the messenger, he sent me, he's a lie. They're lying. And you have been misguided and misled. The death angels are everywhere. The messenger says, the others that will come, they're coming to destroy you for not listening to what I'm teaching you, right? Well, we're here to destroy the liars and the lies that they have put out there in the name of the messenger, lying to the people. And this devil has been brutal. And they have taken their 30 pieces of silver to sacrifice 68 million lives. Isn't that something? To be considered leaders in the land. To use black power to keep the people captivated, yet at the same time integrate you with a beast who has done nothing but brutalize and kill you. Well, we're here today. You're here today. They're here today. He's here today to remove the lies, the liars in this lying world. It's getting bad, brothers and sisters. But this is what was prophesied, all right? I want you to listen to me real good, all right? There's an article that's out on a government website, and it's by the Ebola czar, Ron Klain, I think that's his name. And this is what he says right here. And this is somebody's asking a question too that said, if anyone has a rational explanation for why the population of the U.S. is supposed to drop 78.2%, listen to this good, from 316 million now to only 69 million people in 2025, we love to know the answer. This is what they're saying. The government is talking about the population of America is going to drop by 78.2% from 316 million people to 69 million people. It's ironic, isn't it, that the total population of those whom God has come after is 68 to 69 million people, isn't it? Isn't it? Our God is magnificent, brothers and sisters. Our God is magnificent. And we can see why he's here. Don't hang up. Don't log off. Listen. We've got some clips to play. We're going to do this. We're going to represent the way we said we were going to represent. And we're going to continue teaching this truth to represent all of those who have fallen in the way of truth. And they're going to live in this truth. And they're going to live in your heart. You who love truth, all right? Allah is destroying this devil before our eyes. The death angels are everywhere. I want you to see just how bad things are getting. And once we look at the economic branch of it, we'll go to the physical branch on how they're treating you and I, all right? We're going overtime. We're going overtime, all right? Because I want you to pay close attention to this short clip. Now the devil is messing with the clips. It's okay. Well, it doesn't matter. We're going to go to the next clip. He can't stop this, all right? Listen to this, brothers and sisters.
Now, the International Human Rights Organization, Amnesty International, says U.S. police in Ferguson, Missouri, committed human rights violations during recent protests against the police killing of a black teenager. The rights group has released a report saying the peaceful protests in the U.S. city have been mostly suppressed by the state police. It says that the police use rubber bullets, tear gas, and heavy military equipment, as well as restrictions by law enforcement, are all violations of international standards. The report urged American authorities to investigate officers for cases of abuse over the protests against the killing of the 18-year-old Michael Brown. Amnesty has also criticized a Missouri law which allows the police to use lethal force against people even if there's no imminent threat of harm. And also in the United States, a private autopsy has revealed that an unarmed black teenager who was killed by a white police officer in Missouri was shot from behind. The autopsy was conducted at the request of the slain Vondrett Myers family. The family's attorneys say the autopsy suggests that Myers was escaping while shot by the officer. Now, the Missouri police have constantly denied the accusations, claiming that Myers shot first at them. His death came just 2 months after the fatal shooting of an unarmed black teenager, Michael Brown. And now, staying with the story, we earlier spoke to American philosopher James Fetzer for his take on this case of police brutality and the mistreatment of minorities in the U.S. in general.
The United States was founded in racism with the importation of hundreds of thousands of black Africans to serve as slaves in the United States. It created tremendous wealth in the country because you had slave labor and you had to, you know, only give them enough food to eat and shelter and so forth so long as they could perform the work. I must say I'm terribly troubled that this case is so much like that of Michael Brown, who was similarly shot 6 or 8 times, including apparently twice in the head. There's an attempt being made here that because he appears to have been shot once in the hand, and that may have happened during a scuffle in the automobile, that somehow the officer was entitled to shoot him to death. But I listened to 3 witnesses who had observed the event, and it's very clear he had turned to the officer with his hands upraised when the officer shot him multiple times and killed him.
That shows you just how much your life is worth in America. See, this is the woe that Elijah Muhammad was talking about. And God, you, when you are outside of Elijah Muhammad, you are outside of the safety zone that God will protect you in. See, these things, these are unnecessary brutalities. These are unnecessary deaths. If we would just unite under the banner of Islam as taught by Elijah Muhammad, we would be protected. That's our safety zone. And that's why the book in Nahum, it says, "Woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots." That describes America. She's a bloody city built on the ruins of lives of blacks and our red Native American brothers. Isn't that something? And she continues to kill us. And even after all of the protests, they go and get a coroner to change the examination and say the other brother, Michael Brown, was fighting the police. You see how they can do this? They'll do whatever is expedient for them. Because all of them are working together to keep you down in this day and time. It is madness. And yet you still love this beast and still taunt. Well, not all white people. Well, Scientology changed some of them. They are devils by nature, and nature demands that they do evil. You understand? You understand this. And they're showing you just how much of an American citizen they think you are.
Recent protests against the police killing of a black teenager. The rights group has released a report saying the peaceful protests in the U.S. city have been mostly suppressed by the state police. It said the police use of rubber bullets, tear gas, and heavy military equipment, as well as restrictions by law enforcement, are all violations of international standards. The report urged American authorities to investigate officers for cases of abuse over the protests against the killing of the 18-year-old Michael Brown. Amnesty has also criticized a Missouri law which allows the police to use lethal force against people even if there's no imminent threat of harm. Let's speak to Rodney Shakespeare. He's a political analyst, and he joins us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, this is one of those rare occasions where Amnesty International is actually criticizing the U.S. and its policies. How far do you think Amnesty's criticism is going to go, though?
Power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and the U.S. police have guns and machine guns, tasers and tanks, drones and helicopters, and an almost absolute spying system. And on top of that, the US economy is going to collapse, it's collapsing, and that's why the police tend to view any citizen, or most citizens, as potential, quote, terrorists, quote. And that's why governmental organizations in the USA are believed to have stockpiled a total of nearly 2 billion dum-dum bullets. It's terrible to say that nobody now believes in the USA like Obama and Kerry talking about democracy and liberty. All that evokes is just a bitter laugh. And what's going on in Missouri and right the way across the USA is simply you're looking at a collapsing society, a morally collapsed society, and it fears its own citizens.
Well, what you've described, Professor Shakespeare, is, as we've discussed multiple times here on Press TV, the militarization of the police force. But we're not seeing this phenomenon only in the United States. It's happening in a lot of Western countries, wouldn't you agree?
It is happening in other Western countries for exactly the same reasons. Everybody was stampeded by a false flag attack on a 9/11 because the purpose of that attack was to assault Islamic nations, but it required the suppression of political dissent within the countries. Since underneath that, you have the collapsing economic system. And you put those two together, plus the ability to spy and the use of having guns and tasers, and you've got all the factors in a police state already. And that is the tragedy. The only long-term solution is actually what, if I may say so, is binary economics, which spreads economic power. And if you spread economic power, then you are able to resist the depredations and the increasing corruption of the state. But at the moment, it's a very, very serious situation. And Europe is only some way behind the USA, but it is behind in this move towards the police state because the USA has all the violence.
Speaking of resistance, Professor Shakespeare, we did see after the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, the rising up of the African-American community there and across different states in America. Now, this militarization of the police force combined with racial profiling and racism institutionalized as it is in America, do you think it can be countered if racial minorities as well as ethnic minorities who are the target of this rise up?
It's not enough to protest. They hold the tools. Unless you win in the intellectual, you can win in the moral, but unless you win in the intellectual of what creates an efficient economy and you get hold of the message that you have to spread, develop and spread productive capacity to every individual in all your citizens, unless you've got something positive to go for, your protest is going to end up being literally shot down.
All right, that was Professor Rodney Shakespeare. He's a political analyst, and he joined us from London via Skype. Professor Shakespeare, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.
This is what we're trying to get, so many points there. We're trying to tell you that you're marching, that ain't about nothing. You're arming yourself, that ain't about nothing. This devil is allowing you to get these arms. Why? Because that's the worst in his arsenal. He does not even have to leave his bed. He can pick up his tablet and scroll across it and hit fire, and one of those hellfire missiles will blow you, your family, and your neighborhood off the face of the earth. That devil told you, you just heard what the devil said. Unless you are fighting with the right cause and you educate yourself properly, you're fighting a losing battle. The right cause is Islam, as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The right battle is to stand up for the nation of Islam under the leadership and guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, this time is very dreadful for this world. Remember, he says that this is happening in the entire Western world, right? Western world, Anglo world, white world, Caucasian world, same difference. And he says, Europe is not far behind America in collapsing, but America is first. You heard what he said. Let's go down to TV, have to ride. Page 6. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, there is no plainer truth that could ever come to both black and white that Allah, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, has delivered to me whom he chose to deliver this message of truth. The enemy is ever seeking a way to oppose the truth and take you and me to their doom if we are foolish enough to give a lie to the truth. Everything mentioned in the Bible and Holy Quran, such as plagues and judgments taking place in ancient times of the Bible and Holy Quran against the opponents of Allah, is to warn you and me that the same thing is coming upon America and Europe, but America is number one. That's what that devil just said, right? Isn't that what he just said? If that's not what he just said, then I'll eat this book with no salt and pepper. Huh? Come on, talk back to me today, brothers and sisters. These are the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that must be looked at. Now, with all of this, we're seeing people losing impatience. They are being impatient and losing their patience with the God. And they're stepping out of pocket. You know, you are trained as a soldier in the Nation of Islam to follow orders and to do your duty the way you are trained. If you step out line of that duty, then you can put yourself and your company or your platoon or your squad in jeopardy, right? This is what they teach in the nation. This is what they teach in the military. We have a lot of people who are now going, picking up the guns, but yet claiming Elijah Muhammad. See, we have to execute judgment and expose these people. Because how on the one hand can you say you're for the liberation of your people and at the same time put them in harm's way for mass slaughter? It doesn't work. It doesn't add up. Either you are an agent of the devil or you are ignorant as hell and don't know that you're ignorant as hell. You get you a couple of guns. Oh, yeah, that's good for a picture. That's good to be seen on TV. Those black people are doing something. Doing what? Getting ready to carry you and them to the moor. This is ignorant. And the leaders should be more diligent in their dealing with the people. Because an image today is perceived as perception. And so on one hand, we say we're for the black struggle, and we pick the guns up. And then on the other hand, when a normal black person pick a gun up and shoot somebody, we condemn them, right? But they're following what they're seeing in the society from not only the movies, not only the media, but also from their leaders. This is the rise of the executioners. They come after Elijah. We must expose this stuff. Regardless to whom or what. And listen to what Elijah Muhammad says about the gun. Okay? All of this is in line. Brothers and sisters, y'all give me a little time with you, okay? He says, page 62, Theology of Time. You don't need guns. Guns you don't need. You see the Muslims and myself walking and riding around this civilization without arms. We handle sometimes 10,000 people at a gathering. We strip them of their arms and let them go into our meeting place, and you never come around here and saying that we had to go kill some of the Muslims because they were being other than themselves. Stop right there for a minute. So to get the guns mean that you are being other than yourself, right? According to what we're listening to. Let's go further. He says, we don't carry weapons. Now, anybody who's talking about they'll follow the messenger, they'll lie if they have arms on them and are advocating the gun. They are lying outright. He says, we don't carry weapons. We don't need weapons if we have God on our side. What do we need weapons for? If he created the heavens and the earth and the iron and steel that you're using for weapons, doesn't he have power over it? This is what I'm telling you. If he allowed the black man to be put in this position for a specific reason to prove that he is God with all power, all knowledge, and all authority, then doesn't he have that much to execute to get us out of this? Rise of the executioners. They come after Elijah. This is what he says. Certainly he has power over it. This is why we pay no attention. You see this? This is why we pay no attention to his weapons building and arms building, which he's trying to stop himself from doing. He sees that we're an example of people who believe in love and unity of the civilized man. Forcing him by arms, by force of arms, doesn't last any longer than the arms are capable of getting him to submit to the power the arms represent. That you can see that in what's going on in North Africa and the Middle East. In Iraq, America was able to bomb Iraq, but she can't hold a territory. She was able to bomb Afghanistan, but she can't hold a territory. The arms were as good as what they were for, and that's just to kill, not to civilize, not to defend, right? He goes further and says, he came without arms. talking about Master Farad Muhammad. And I don't carry weapons myself. I go everywhere he asks me to go for a big crowd with no weapons whatsoever but his. He puts his own power around me and under me and over me, and I come to you and I speak out boldly. The first thought that comes to you when you have a weapon is killing a nigger or a black man, because that's what was in him. He made the weapons with the desire that they help kill you and his own kind. Listen to what he says. We don't carry weapons for a God other than the truth. And the power of the truth will protect us because its author is God. Huh? Do you believe that? I believe it. And I've been to the most dreaded places unarmed, and nothing has happened to me. I believe that wholeheartedly. Some of you don't. Think about this. As we listen to that clip there, they were talking about Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International. Talking about in Ferguson and in the surrounding counties, they violated the human rights of people, and they violated international law. Do you remember in history they had something called the Nuremberg Trials, right? The Nuremberg Trials happened after World War II. These trials put Nazis to death for violating international law, for violating human rights, right? For purposely executing and using your position to execute civilians. Isn't that what happened? Isn't that what the police are doing in America? Why aren't they being executed under the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg trial? Their laws are set up for their benefit. But as the old world order goes out and the divine world order comes in, there'll be much opposition. But they cannot stop what God has ordained, brothers and sisters. They cannot stop it. This, as Muhammad tells us, as a matter of fact, let me go to page. Something's in my head saying turn to page 97. Let's go to page 97. Let's see what he's talking about. Ha! I see why he told me that. Listen to this right here. Today, every kind of deadly weapon is being manufactured to destroy man from the face of the earth. They are all angry with each other, as the Bible prophesies. And the nations were angry. God himself is angry. But the time had come for the dead, that they should rise up and be judged according to justice. Isn't that what we're talking about? The rise of the executioners? The judgment and justice? Isn't that what this show is about? Muhammad goes further and says, it's there in your Bible in Revelation. God was angry. The Lamb was angry. Everybody was angry because the war of the devils were against God and his messenger. God and his messenger were both angry. I'm angry now and ready to fight. This is why I'm here. I come out alone. I don't have any armies with me. My few followers are very weak. Listen to what he says here. They have no arms. But if they follow me to my God, they have perfect arms. Arms that don't miss. You understand? This is your protection. As the executioners arise and God's word, will, purpose, and aim is made manifest to you today. Root yourself in the teachings. Follow Elijah Muhammad. Submit to Elijah Muhammad, and God will embrace you with a love and a protection unknown to man. He loves you. We love you. And we will never turn our backs on 68 million of our kind. There are many thousands of us out there who feel the same, who are working to get this truth out to you, to save you and your families from this destruction that is not just coming, but is on America. And you can see it just as Muhammad says, as clear as you can see the five fingers on your hand. And if you have one finger on your hand, you still can see it clear. The confusion has engulfed the world. War is taking over. Riots and rebellion and uprisings are everywhere from America to Europe. This is the great commotion that is rattling the Anglo world, shaking the screws loose, making the bolts fall off, causing the entire system to implode and collapse upon itself. Get in the safety zone before it's too late, because the executioners are here, and God himself is directing the affair in person. We love you, and we'll see you on our next broadcast. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad.